Well, David's Music House has a style of teaching that to me comes across as disciplined yet relaxed and gives kids a chance to really enjoy themselves as they learn. And we have three flute players with us today. Just to set the stage, you'll get to meet them in a moment, but they include a 6th grader, 7th grader, and 9th grader, just getting out of those grades, I think. And we'll let them play their first song, and then you'll get a chance to meet them. And let's welcome today members of the David's Music House Flute Ensemble. That was beautifully done. That song was called May the Force Be With You. And we'll also talk maybe after the next song briefly with Kelsey Backstrom, who is the teacher and the director for today. But first, let's meet our flute players. And actually, you know, I can barely see your instruments. I don't think we have a piccolo, right? But we do have... flutes. Well, we'll start with you. What's your name?
I'm Rachel Esselstyn.
Hi. And are you playing, what, are you all playing standard-sized flutes?
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from Peters Township.
And what grade are you going into?
I'm going to be going into 7th grade.
And that's got to be nice. But are you done with school for the year?
No, we still have to go to the 23rd.
Oh, you've got, oh, was there a strike earlier?
Yes.
Isn't that nice? Excuse my cough there. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody or say hello?
Yes, I would like to say hello to my mother and grandmother, and I would like to give a shout out to my parents and my sister.
Great. What's your sister's name?
Nicole.
And does she play any instruments?
Yes, she plays saxophone.
Well, that's terrific. Do you ever play together?
Sometimes we try to.
And how long have you played flute?
I've played flute since 4th grade.
So it's been a while. Do you remember what made you choose it?
I remember in fourth grade, I wanted to play violin, but my mother pointed me into the flute, and I absolutely thank her for that because the flute is amazing.
Yeah, you all look like you really enjoy playing as you do it. Why would you say the flute is amazing?
Because I like the sound of it, and it's really easy to memorize all the notes, personally.
It's easy to memorize the notes, you say, wow.
Yes.
I would not think it was that easy, but you find you're able to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. It's nice to talk with you. Let's meet the person who's right next to you there, who I can almost see. What's your name?
My name's Ava Zala.
And what grade are you going into?
I'm going into eighth grade.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
Shout-out to my mom, and yeah.
Great.
Oh, and my grandparents, they're listening.
I'm glad. I should, let me remind you, if you're listening, you can text us if you have any greetings that you'd like to pass along to our flute players. 412-200-5975 is how you can do that. And how long have you played flute?
I've played flute for about 4 years now.
And you clearly must like playing it.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like how pretty it sounds. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, well, it does. It does sound really pretty. Was it hard to learn?
In the beginning, yeah, because it was hard to get a sound out at first.
I would think it would be really hard to breathe at the right, with the right force. Not too hard or not too soft. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that can be difficult sometimes.
Is that one of the harder parts, or are there some other things you really need to learn?
Well, if you... Well, actually, I don't know.
Well, it must... Knowing the notes, right, and the finger positions, but what about... Do you have to... Put your lips in a certain way?
Yeah, definitely if you got a new flute, because all the holes like where you breathe into are different. So
you have to adjust.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. So every particular flute has a slightly, you know, different opening. Well,
yeah.
Thanks. And let's meet our third flute player. What's your name?
My name's Caitlin Kohlmeyer.
Hey, Caitlin. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to go into 10th grade next year.
And your relationship with the flute, have you played for a long time?
Yeah, like 5 or 6 years.
And what do you like about it?
Well, it sounds pretty, and in marching band, it's really easy to carry it.
So you were in marching band this past year.
Yeah.
Was that your first year?
Yeah.
How marching band's tough at the beginning, I think. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really fun, and I like being able to talk to all my friends, too.
That's great. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
I want to say hi to all my family that's listening, and my brother and my parents.
Excellent. Well, you can reach us at 412-200-5975. What's your brother's name, by the way?
Ryan.
How old is Ryan?
He's 13.
So you're a nice big sister. Does he play an instrument?
No.
You could teach him maybe someday. What's nice to have you here. And they're going to play a second song, and then I think we'll talk with their director, Kelsey, a little bit in a moment. But right now, this song is called You Raise Me Up. And again, we have our members of the flute ensemble from David's Music House. It's good that they're using real, actual music.
Thank you.
members of the flute ensemble from David's Music House. And that song, Kelsey, that sounded a little bit like Shenandoah, if you know that song. Just a couple parts of it and woven in. That was called You Raise Me Up.
Yes, it was.
And tell me about yourself. Kelsey is the director, and I imagine you teach these girls, too.
I do. They were originally taught by another teacher at David's Music House. She had to leave because of some stuff at the school district that she worked at. And I ended up lucky enough to get all three of them. They are absolutely fantastic. I love teaching all of them. And this is about my second year at David's Music House, and I'm incredibly proud of all three of them.
Now, are there lessons alone, or do you teach them as a group?
Their individual lessons are on a one-on-one basis. As an ensemble, then we do have all of them together.
And are there other members of the ensemble that aren't here today?
No, it's just these three for now. I'm offering it again this summer, and I'm hoping that it will grow and become even bigger.
Now, playing, you know, you need to find music that's arranged for trios, and it's got to be very different playing as a group, I would think, than as a solo.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I was first introduced to ensemble playing, at least flute ensemble playing, probably about my junior, senior year of high school, I think. And then I got to do it again in college at IUP. And I wanted to do this ever since I started at David's Music House. So I'm glad I got the opportunity to.
Did you play in a marching band too?
I did. I played in Bethel Park Marching Band, and I played in the IUP Marching Band as well.
Yeah, both excellent marching bands. And who is head at IUP's music department? Do you know offhand? That's okay if you don't.
Yeah.
I know they have a great music program.
They do. The last head that I heard of was Dr. Stamp, and I know he retired, so I'm not sure who took his place. I'm tempted to say Dr. Calder, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I think I'm maybe thinking of Dr. Stamp, but for music educators in particular, I'm assuming maybe that's
what what my degree is in.
IUP is a great program for that. How can folks get involved with you if somebody's listening who might want to take lessons?
To take lessons, they can either stop in at David's Music House. We're right off of Route 19 in Waterdam Plaza. Or they can visit the website, which I believe is www.davidsmusichouse.com.
You are correct. I just checked, too. davidsmusichouse.com. Well, terrific. Anything else you'd like to say?
Anyone who is ever thinking about starting an instrument, doesn't matter how old or young you are, give it a shot.
And is this next song the song I think it is from Friends?
Yes, okay. It is the theme from Friends.
The theme song from Friends, you know it, right? Your love life's DOA. I want to, it's the last chance we'll have the talk. Thank you, all three of you. for being here today. I was looking at the flautists, Caitlin, Rachel, and Ava and Kelsey, who you just heard from. Thank you so much. And here they are with their last selection at Youth Express. I'll be there for you.